remember when we convinced mom and dad that we were going to like start a band?
Oh, yeah. And there was just, that Christmas they bought us all instruments.
Yeah, dude. And a drum set and...
a bass and a guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
We maybe like jammed literally two times.
Yeah, it was... It was like, I think about it, I felt so bad. It's like, I know they're obviously poor. So could not afford those.
Like, how please, the fuck? Please, we're going to learn music. Yeah. We promise. And can you just spend thousands of dollars that you don't have?
Yeah, I started off with the drums first. George mm-hmm. was playing the bass. Mm-hmm. And then you were the guitarist slash songwriter.
Of course.
And I was just absolute dog shit
you
on the drums.
Dick at drums. I got lessons and my fingers were too fat to play guitar.
Yeah.
I would get lessons that I could play, obviously, Smoke on the Water.
Yeah, yeah, the classic.
First part of the Godfather theme. Yeah,
George was rocking the bass and then George took over the drums and he was sick at
He was
both
really
of those.
Good, yeah.
Gentleman X is shaking his head.
Gentleman X, because Gentleman X, and feel free to weigh in because you know us. You know,
you
we're not
there
saying
jamming.
Who you are.
He was more like our manager, like our band.
He
manager.
Was around. We'll just say Gentleman X was in the room when this stuff was happening.
I was outside. I was in the hallway.
He was in the hallway. But all this checks out. So at any time, if you want to weigh in, you're just talking as Gentleman X. You won't be betraying who you are.
Well, he did love. He played the drums for years after. He really enjoyed it. Nick gave him up. He really got into it. He did the talent shows at the high school he went to.
Oh. What did he play? Do you remember Gentleman X?
Oh, God. Well, he was 15, so.
Long.
Don't
nope.
judge, but
he did okay. not have long hair.
Him and his, well.
George even, did. Gentleman
George
X.
did. Gentleman
we won't
X.
say what kind of hair Gentleman X has. It doesn't matter.
I've been bald for like, since I was 12.
Gentleman X is a fully bald man.
Yeah, someone sprayed acid on my head. In
oh,
Highland
no.
Town.
What hell, really? It was yeah. in Highland Town?
Yeah, I threw a rock at a guy's window thinking I was funny.
And you got your comeuppance.
Yeah, it might have been bleach. I don't remember what it was, but he dumped it all over my head.
Damn, dude.
I'm sorry to hear that, Gentleman X.
Gentleman X is the victim of an acid attack.
Yeah. So anyway.
So what was George playing?
So he was a sophomore. There were two seniors. One of them was an ROTC.
Okay.
And he didn't have many friends, but uh-huh. I liked him.
Okay.
He liked him.
George liked him.
I was there the whole time.
You were there watching.
Gentleman X also liked him.
Feel free to just, let's just say you're George's representative in this story. So if you want to say I feel free and everyone understands you're talking about,
whatever.
You're talking as George.
So they decided to play Alice in Chains.
Okay.
What was that song where he screams good?
Oh, fuck my
box.
Ass. I'm the man
the
with no cock.
Exactly.
That's the one.
And there was a freshman singer and he only did like screamo shit.
Oh, God.
And he had like purple hair and like fucked up ears because he just pierced them.
Yeah, yeah. He had a bunch, he had
and
those
he
gauges.
He sung terribly and we lost. To some
That's tough to do screamo because our high school, which we all went to the same high school, was 85% black.
Yeah.
So you could do some white shit. You could do a rock. You could do whatever. But screamo was a little too white.
Yeah, too white.
For majority black
it crossed
school.
Crossed the line of whiteness.
Unless you really killed it. And this guy did not, if I exactly. if memory serves.
If I remember this singer, he was also obsessed with like Invader Zim.
Yeah, he was... He was. He
was one of those
it.
Guys.
Would always wear like a Hot Topic zip up Invader Zim.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a tough guy.
It was rough. Yeah. the other thing I was thinking of is when I figured out Santa wasn't real anymore.
Mm. What year was that? Do you remember how old you were? Do you remember what happened?
We were like, I think we were the poorest.
Mm-hmm.
Like we hit the poor.
Okay.
And like mom couldn't even. Like we, she couldn't. In high, you know, I grew up and I was like, oh my god, they couldn't even afford wrapping paper.
It was aluminum foil.
It was aluminum foil.
Wait, I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, yeah. So
wait,
this was
we weren't that poor, were we? aluminum fucking wrapping paper's like, she probably just forgot, dude. Wrapping paper's 99 cents.
I don't know, bro.
We didn't grow up in the Great Depression.
I don't know. I just
remember. We weren't Eldis's family, for Christ's sake.
Eldis was
poor. We always used wrapping paper, fuckhead.
See, if they used wrapping paper, we could always afford it.
Eldis snitched on me. That's why I have to wear this disguise.
What'd he say?
Piece of shit, Eldis.
He ratted on me.
Oh, you ratted on who? Gentleman X or George?
No, Gentleman X. I'm not George.
I can't believe you would snitch on Gentleman X.
He's been through enough. He's bald.
He's bald.
Permanently bald.
He got an victim acid of an attack. Acid attack.
He called the fucking police on me.
You did, Eldis?
Yeah.
I've never called the cops on that.
Ever since then, I've had to run away, be on the lam.
I can't believe
and
that.
I'm fucking hidden in the shadows.
Gentleman X would love to show his... He's, of course, a dear friend of ours that grew up in our neighborhood and was the victim of an acid attack at age 12. He's a real guy. He's certainly not one of our family members' alias.
No.
He's just a real guy who's in disguise.
I've never called the cops to snitch on anyone, and I certainly have never called it on someone who is a victim of an acid attack and was permanently scarred from it. That would be extra fucked up.
Have you never called the cops?
I called them. I think I've called
Pussy.
Them when my car was broken into one time.
Oh, yeah, that
Pussy.
Time. I remember that.
Once or maybe it was like twice.
You got your shit. You got your book bag with your fucking ratty underwear broken into.
And like my fucking old, what was it? The old little Samsung fucking phone charger.
Did they do anything? Like, were they?
Yeah, the cops found his stuff. Immediately,
yeah, they're like, "Oh, you lost the book bag with your
They
weren't
underwear? Like, "Oh, you're some fucking goofy 22-year-old fat white guy who got his shit stolen in Baltimore
officer,
City."
Officer, help!
Can you guys help me?
My backpack was stolen. I left my backpack in the back seat on the bridge on Maryland Ave. How did this happen?
Yeah, they broke into my shit to take a GPS. That's how I'm dating myself here.
That's
but having
tough.
A GPS, and it was a shitty GPS too.
Yeah.
When the neighborhood was half base heads. It seems to be better now. It seems to be less crackheads in Greektown.
Yeah.